In today's holy reading from the Gospel according to John, Jesus is preparing us for what is to come. These passages are known as the Last Supper discourses. He continues to prepare those who have been witnesses with the hope that they will believe. And he instructs them that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be sent to them to teach them everything. The Holy Spirit cannot be contained. The Spirit moves around us and becomes our source of understanding. Several years ago, when I was walking with a friend along the harbor in Boston, Massachusetts, we're having a discussion about our lives and in what way is God calling us. And he wisely pointed out this to me. He said, "Do you see those three beacons out in the harbor?" I said, "Yes, I do." "Do you know why they are there?" I said, "Well, I guess decoration. They look nice, look good at night." He said, "Those three beacons are there to make sure that when ships come through here, that they pass through here safely. And each time that a ship passes through here, those three beacons must be aligned in a row. If those beacons are not aligned, the ship has a possibility of hitting rocks along the way." Well, my brothers and sisters, this is what our life is really about. Because there are three beacons that we really should consider when we are trying to find how God is working in our lives. The first beacon is this. It is to read the gospel and to understand it, allowing it, the word of God, to penetrate into our hearts, so that in turn we can not only just recite it, but learn to live it. The second beacon is to allow the Holy Spirit to work within our lives. As I said, it cannot be contained. And then the third beacon is to follow what the Holy Father speaks on behalf of the universal church in matters of faith, morals, and ethics. That is the word of God speaking to him. This is a process that we as Catholics really should consider to follow. It is not easy. There are challenges. But that is why we constantly are going, to the Holy Spirit to ask for that grace, to have a pure and humble heart. The gospel that we hear today was preparation for what was to happen after Jesus's passion, death, and resurrection, and final ascension into heaven. The Holy Spirit is alive, and it is the Holy Spirit that prompts us to follow Christ and speaks to us with everything we do. I think of, the many men and women, whom I have come across with, and either men and women who I have read about. And I have come across a person whose process of canonization has started. Her first name is Julia, and she was born in Hannibal, Missouri, sometime in between 1833 and 1848. She was born as an enslaved person. And as she was growing up, She had witnessed her master whip her mother, and when she attempted to stop that whipping, the whip had hit her right eye and blinded her. That's a burden. Then, when she is emancipated, she decides as a young woman to leave Missouri and to move to Denver, Colorado. She becomes a Catholic. She decides to adopt a new last name. She adopts the last name of Greeley, most likely the surname of Horace Greeley, who was both an educator and an abolitionist. While in Denver, she becomes a nanny to children. She becomes Catholic. She has a strong devotion to the Blessed Mother, goes to adoration, prays the rosary. She becomes a secular Franciscan. And at night, she gathers whatever she has in her possessions, whether it be food, clothing, and will go out at night to give them those goods to the poor. She goes at night because she's afraid that white people would be quite ashamed to accept anything from a person of color. When she dies, she is known as the Angel Charity of Denver. Over 1,000 people attend her funeral mass. To me, that story is inspiring. It is proof that the Holy Spirit does work within people's lives as long as they allow the Holy Spirit to work in them, in putting trust into God the Father and following the footsteps of Christ. So I said, there are challenges in doing this, and we are to put those challenges aside to be able to live our faith in freedom, a freedom of faith that we are not to be ashamed or embarrassed about, to simply say, I love God, I love his word, I love his sacraments, I love what the church teaches. So there are a few things for you to ponder about this week. How is the Holy Spirit going to work in my life? How am I going to spend more time reading the gospel, allowing those words to come into my heart? And how am I going to be true to the promises that I made when I was baptized?